KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, July 21st. I'm sports director Travis Krenz. Spain's World Cup champions returned home to a hero's welcome yesterday with an estimated 1.8 million fans lining the streets of Madrid. Spain defeated Argentina 1-0 in extra time on Sunday for its second Men's World Cup title and their first since 2010. University of Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel says he'll step down at the end of 2026 after agreeing to a buyout of the final 3 years of his contract. The move follows investigations into the Michigan Athletic Department and former football coach Sharon Moore's relationship with an executive assistant. Michigan's interim university president says that a culture review found concerns with leadership accountability, organizational structure, and employees' ability to raise concerns. Manuel led Michigan's athletic department for a decade, overseeing four national championships, including football in 2023 and men's basketball this past season. The attorney for Arizona Cardinals, director of college scouting, Ryan Gold, who was suspended indefinitely last week for violating the NFL's gambling policy, called the league's accusations blatantly false and said his client is appealing his suspension. The NFL on Friday said its investigation determined that Gold provided confidential, non-public inside information regarding 2026 draft selections by the Cardinals before the picks were announced, and that Gold also participated in parlay bets on NFL and college games. The league did not say to whom Gold provided the information. The Minnesota Lynx beat the Seattle Storm last night 105-102 for their sixth straight victory. Minnesota's Kayla McBride had 6 3-pointers. She scored 33 points, while rookie Olivia Miles added 32 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. The Lynx improved to a season best or a league best, 21-6 on the year. The Women's Tennis Association is introducing one-off mandatory gene testing for all players, effective on Tuesday, a requirement to compete in the 2028 Olympics. The WTA updated its women's eligibility policy to include gender screening based on biological sex this week in order to preserve the integrity of women's professional tennis and maintain fair competition for all players. The new policy takes the organization in line with the eligibility policy introduced by the International Olympic Committee this past March. A vintage jacket bought at an Oregon thrift store for just $3 is now sold at auction for nearly $90,000. 19-year-old Quinn Brown spotted the Los Angeles Lakers warm-up jackets at a Portland Goodwill location earlier this year. It was later verified that the jacket belonged to NBA legend Wilt Chamberlain, and a photo matched it to the Lakers' 1972 championship season. Chamberlain, it was his last year in the NBA. It sold at auction yesterday for $89,600. And that's a look at your sports for Tuesday, July 21st. I'm sports director Travis Krenz.